Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning, and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, the weather has been so dreary lately. I was looking at photos from a few years back. I've been putting up videos on YouTube, which I commend to you, and looking for pictures to put on behind the audio. And I couldn't believe the amount of snow that we had. It's just been raining and raining and raining around here for the last few weeks. We're supposed to get more some snow and cold weather coming up, and maybe have a white Christmas, and that would be nice. I love white Christmases, but I gotta say, it's not much fun to travel in snow and slush and freezing rain. And I do apologize for not being here more frequently the past few weeks. It's been a very hectic month, and the past week has been so challenging for people in the wake of the tragedy in Newtown. I hope that you've had a chance to listen to the prayer that I recorded in the little reflection on the archive, which you'll see on the page there. It's intended to help all who are suffering in heart and mind and spirit. So Christmas is literally around the corner. For the next few days, we're going to continue our journey through Advent, talking a little more about angels and their part in the Christmas story. Angels are featured prominently throughout the story of the birth of Jesus, as they are throughout his life, but we're going to focus on the ones that were at work today, even before Mary and Joseph got the news. In another part of the region, there was a priest named Zechariah, and he was married to Elizabeth, who was actually a cousin of Mary's. And the Christmas story kind of starts here. Their fondest wish was to have children. All those years they had prayed and they'd never been blessed with a child. It was the cause of some talk among the village because it was wondered why their prayer and their hard work and Zechariah's faithfulness to God, with all that, their prayers hadn't been answered. And to be blessed with a child was to hold you in high esteem in that culture. But you know, we don't always know when or how our dreams are going to manifest in our lives. We hear stories of people who've worked towards the realization of their dream, going against all odds, keeping their hopes alive, even through challenges. You know, after many years, people turn the key to the door of their long-awaited cottage. Someone sells a piece of their art. Another stands before an audience, receives a standing ovation. Dreams are coming true all around us. It's only a matter of time before we see the fruits of our work, too. Even when all seems lost, things can change in a blink. And we find we are embracing our heart's desire. So Zechariah and Elizabeth wanted children. But as the years passed, it seemed that that was less and less likely to happen. One day, when Zechariah was in the sanctuary tending the temple, Archangel Gabriel came to him and told him that he was going to be a father. Now, Zechariah, his reaction is kind of surprising, being a priest of the temple, faithful to God. He doesn't believe him. And he challenges the angel. He says, "Now how can we be parents? Elizabeth is way too old to bear a child." And he basically refused to believe and refused to name the child John as the angel had requested. Poor Zechariah, for his lack of faith, his voice was taken away until the child was born. And must have been an awful long 9 months for him, not being able to express his thoughts or talk to Elizabeth, to plan, to even express how very amazed or happy he was. And so the baby was born, and it was the custom to name the child after someone in the family. As the community gathered together to celebrate the baby's arrival, people asked, what are they going to name the baby? What would the child's name be? And Zechariah requested a tablet, and he wrote that they would call him John. John means gift of God. And people were kind of puzzled because there was no Johns in his family, but at that, his voice returned. And the first thing he did was praise God for the blessings that he and Elizabeth had received with the gift of this tiny baby. So what is it in your life that you would like to receive? What is your heart's desire? Zechariah and Elizabeth show us that with God, all things are possible. Let us pray. O come, Emmanuel. We come before you with our lips full of praise for you and our hearts seeking desires and dreams for ourselves and for others. In this time of prayer, we call upon your love to surround us and hold us in your peace. We offer you our beautiful world, for which we are so grateful, calling on your angels to fill it with your light and peace. And we offer you all the people who are in any need or trouble, and we remember those people in Connecticut who've lost their loved ones, whose lives have been torn apart by this senseless act of violence. And we pray that angels would be with them and with all who, upon hearing this news, have had their world shaken too. There's a ripple effect that has really hurt us all. It's shaken us all. And we call upon God and the angels to be with us and to help us work through this hard thing. And we ask that something good come out of this event, that something would transpire that would reestablish confidence and love and community and caring and compassion and kindness. May the world be a kinder and gentler place because of the sacrifice of these people. May their legacy and their love be with us and change us. We offer you all who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, remembering those people in our lives who need to know your healing touch. We ask for your healing grace to be upon them all. And we offer you our own needs and concerns, trusting that you hear and answer every one of our prayers, and that you are working to bless us, to resolve each circumstance for our greatest good. May our voices be heard, may our tongues be loosed, may we praise you for the blessings that you bring to us each and every day. And gracious God, we offer you the gift of this day, thanking you for the wonders and for the lessons it brings. May we be blessed to be blessings everywhere we go. And loving God, we wait in the quiet for the advent of your word made flesh, whom shepherds sought and angels announce with triumphant song. We hold our hands out to receive your blessings, to seek you with willing and grateful hearts. O come, Emmanuel. Hallow our day and light the path before us. Open our hearts to receive the unending love that you offer. Live in us, that we may live in you. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me this morning on this Connection Point. I'm so glad that you did. Tune in tomorrow morning. We'll be talking about the angels visiting Mary and Joseph and getting on with the Christmas story and how that will transform our lives, too. So have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish.
the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.